All right. This video is for anyone who feels that you've tried a lot of decluttering, organizing systems, and it just keeps getting messy again. There's a reason for that, and we're going to go into that today. My name is Jenna Johnson. I'm an interior redesigner. I'm the owner of Your Aesthetic Style. I'm also a mom of two, and I love to empower busy moms, millennial moms especially, to create and reach your home goals. Really create a space that you love. Today, we're going into one of these 3 points that we've been talking about throughout the past live streams. Today's is about order and system. And the key to this, to creating an order and system that works for you, is that it's based on your thoughts, the way that you think. And this is more than just a key, this is really the essence of how to maintain a system. Because if you declutter and you get organized and you spend all that time to put all those papers in the different files or to put all the shoes in that one box, and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, it just gets messy again. It's because it wasn't easy to maintain that system. And so the more that you base it on how you actually think, the more likely you are to keep up with it. If you're just sort of copying something that you saw from a blog or was a good advice, but you haven't connected it to honestly reflecting on, like, does this work for me? Does this connect with the way that I work and organize things or live my life? And we're gonna go into that with an example of myself to help you better understand this. So behind me, I have my desk, which is one of two desk areas that I like to use at home. And the nice thing about this desk is that you can fold it up and cover it. And it folds out. I guess it's a writer's desk. But the challenge was that because I could cover it, I was just kind of stuffing things in there. Hey, I can see you're here, but I can't see who it is. And so then I felt like, all right, this system isn't working. Especially for me, one of the ones that's really important is aesthetic. And so I wanted to see these nice things that had displayed. I got a few like favorite memory things. But I would just stuff papers so I couldn't see them, which kind of defeats the point of that getting joy from what you displayed, what we talked about last week too. There's my paintbrushes, by the way, from last week. So what I realized, why I kept getting messy again, is that I actually work in a very messy way, or I think in a messy way. I don't think just organized. I need to spread out everything. I need to see all the possibilities, even if I only end up using like a few of those things. So, for example, like my pens, I need to have every possible thing here, the pen, the eraser, the sticky tab, whatever. It's all in one spot that I can easily take it and I can just dump it out, take what I need, and dump the rest back in. That sounds very unorganized, right? But that's how I think, and that's because I like to work fast and make and work very project-based. And it's the same with like the books. I usually would take out several books at once and not just one at a time because I want to have them all there and then I'll read them while they're there. So all those little things, like it's a very small thing, but it really transforms the way that I organize the space because before I had it set up of that I had a lot, actually more stuff in here, and I had it that I should take out one thing at a time, but the problem was I couldn't see what I needed to take out, and then I just ended up moving things all the time. Another big thing for me is, like I said, I like aesthetics, so I put my receipts in here. Something that's super messy, right? Hard to keep organized, nicely contained in this pretty container. And the same with like my long-term projects, little things like a staple gun, stuff like that. I keep in here because I don't use it that often. It's so easy to just kind of stuff it in a nice basket, put it back. It looks nice, and then I just take it out and go through it when I need it because it's so rare that it doesn't need to be on display. So that's just example for me. Key thing, it's not about what I do, it's about what you do. It's about the way you think and taking that extra step to be like, okay, am I really an organized person that can work like one task at a time? Or are you like me? Do you tend to like just kind of take out everything? Yeah. And also, if you're lazy about putting things back, which I have to admit I am, especially if I worked on a project or maybe I want to take it out again, then it doesn't work to have a carefully organized system where I have to consistently put things back in my desk area. I do that in other areas of the home, but with my desk, I had to be really kind of just lazy and to the point. And one of the key examples with that is with books and papers. I just decided no papers on the desk because those always get messy and I just end up stuffing them in random spots. So I put them in, sorry for the squeaky desk, I put them in this drawer underneath. And it's messy in the drawer, but I don't see it except I need it. But that works much better with the way that I work and it saves a lot of time. All right, so that is the main focus, and it's a lot of fun. I would love to hear from you if there's some reflections or aha moments here and to help you with organizing. And the last one I wanted to end with is also about this toy organization system that I've created. It's essentially the same thing, but working with children is actually so easy and a great way to learn this about yourself. That's how I first started really figuring this out too, observing your kids and what they do. What are their favorite things they play with? Where do they play around the house? That's how I was able to create this awesome system that works really well, that gets kids to clean up, and it doesn't get messy with the toys because it's based on them. Like, that is the key, based on how they think and they act. As adults, it's a little bit more tricky. Like I said, I still struggle with figuring out my desk because we don't always know ourselves as well as we think we do, right? We have to kind of dig deep. Or there's a lot of things we do because we should do it or it's expected. Like, I tried to organize my desk to encourage me to multitask less, but it wasn't working and it just kept getting messier. So I had to honestly admit that, right? But with kids, they're pretty genuine. They're pretty just focused on what they like to do. So it's very easy to kind of observe them and create a system that works. And that's what's so great about the toy organization system. And I'm promoting it. This is the last week that it's available until June 6th. And so, if that's something that you think would be valuable for you with your kids, especially if you have more than one child, or if it's something that you're curious about to see if you can learn implementing it with your kids so that it would work how it would work on yourself, I highly recommend checking that out. I'll put the link up here so you can see that. Otherwise, that's all for today. Have a great weekend. If this was valuable, or if you think of someone who might need help, maybe they work at home and would love to try out, reflect a bit more on how to organize their desk. Please share the video. And until then, I'll see you next Friday. Bye.